Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Klein 709 on this Wednesday morning, September 21st. Chair of the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority to talk about the Mid-Barataria Diversion. Help me out, Chip. I know it's got a long name.
The Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion. You were close, Tommy.
All right. It's got a long name, but I think everybody knows who we're talking about. What happened? Where does the project stand now?
So we had a big moment this week, Tommy. The federal government, through the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, released the final environmental impact statement on the diversion project. And so the final environmental impact statement, what that document outlines is all of the positive benefits of the project, all of the impacts, all of the mitigation measures to address those impacts. But then it also Tommy, earlier, several months ago, there was a draft environmental impact statement that was released where there was a public comment period where members of the public, various stakeholder groups had the opportunity to make comments on the project. Over 40,000 comments were received regarding this project. And so the final EIS actually addresses each one of those questions or comments or points of clarification that came from the public. So it really puts us on what we've been saying at CPRA, on the 2-yard line on getting final approval of this project, because the next step is actually a record of decision from the federal government, and then which would be followed by a permit to construct the project.
Is that document available to the public, Chip?
It is. It is. It's posted on the Corps of Engineers website, but it will actually be released via the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority on Friday through various media releases, email blast, and things like that. But you can find it on the Corps of Engineers website.
I ask because it would seem to me if it responds to specific questions or concerns, a lot of which I guess were expressed by fishermen, then you could maybe factor some of the politics out of this and see if this, then that?
I think that you know, that's the hope. And we encourage people to productively participate in this. And again, 40,000 comments. We recognize, Tommy, that the fishery groups have concerns about this project. And hopefully, by looking at the way these public comments were addressed, the mitigation measures that we're going to put in place to address those concerns will hopefully calm some of the fears and the uncertainties about this project.
Let's take a break, pick it up here. We come back. For people that don't know what it is, we can recap that. We'll talk about some of the opposition to it. And I understand that whatever you do that changes the ecosystem, not only does it have an effect in nature, but it also has an effect with people who make their livelihood from that. So we'll talk about it when we come back. 504-260-1870. If you have any questions or comments, we're talking with Chip Klein, the chair of the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority. It's a multi-billion dollar part of Louisiana's plan to fight coastal land loss. Took a big step forward. We'll continue the conversation when we come back as we talk about the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL 717, talking to Chip Klein, chair of the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority, about the Barataria Mid. Say it again, Chip. I purposely didn't write it down. I challenged myself. Wait, it's the Mid-Barataria Sediment Diversion Project.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it.
So tell people, if they haven't been following the story in a thumbnail sketch, if you will, what is and what's going to happen.
So the diversion project, Tommy, in its most simplistic form, is all about recreating the natural process that built the state of Louisiana to begin with. And so you know this, Tommy, that when the Mississippi River was levied after the flood of 1927, when those levees were put on that river, that's when our state started disappearing at an alarming rate. And so what this diversion project will do, it's actually in Plaquemines Parish. It's on the west bank of the Mississippi River. There will be a controlled structure put on essentially reconnecting the river to the Barataria Basin. And by reintroducing that fresh water, reintroducing that sediment supply that river carries, we have the ability to build tens of thousands of acres of new land. And so not only is that for the health of the estuary, the ecosystem, but we know that for, you know, when our natural buffer is more sustained and more productive, that actually helps with storm surge. And so, Tommy, this project, you know, I really cannot underscore the importance of this moment enough, because this project, we say this all the time, it is the most important project in the Coastal Master Plan, because it has the ability to build and maintain more land than any other project in the master plan. And so by reconnecting the river, you're building tens of thousands of acres of new land, but you're also, Tommy, going to be helping sustain the existing land that's in place today by that fresh water and that sediment supply. And then you're also going to be helping to sustain the land that we're building through other delivery mechanisms, by dredging and pumping sediment. So our ridges are, you know, our marsh creation projects, where we're literally dredging and sucking sediment, pumping sediment out of the river and pumping it over the banks into the wetlands. And so this is just a moment that has been decades in the making.
So some of the things that have been said, Lieutenant Governor's come out against it and has generated and gotten some flack from some other politicians, that one of whom was, a marine biologist, or that told him that you're kind of being misleading, Azizarang, I think it was. I'll get more on that in a second. But the word extinction is used with dolphins. We're talking, you know, when I heard that word, I kind of took exception to it, because we're talking about more relocation than extinction, right? They just maybe wouldn't be in that area anymore?
That's right. Well, so first of all, dolphins in the Barataria Basin shouldn't be swimming where they are right now. As that land continues to disappear, as the estuary continues to collapse, those marine mammals and those dolphins have had to migrate further inland. And so by reintroducing the river, you know, you're changing that salinity regime. You're going to be pushing those dolphins further out. And so a lot of these studies that you see coming out that the lieutenant governor continues to tout doesn't take into account that dolphins will migrate. They will adapt. They don't take into account the mitigation measures that we're going to put in place for stranded dolphins and rescue efforts and things like that. And so, look, dolphins are one of the smartest mammals in the sea. And they migrate. They find where they can go, where their habitat is suitable for their survival. And so in our mind, Tommy, this is decades of science. This is decades of modeling, of analysis. And so we feel very comfortable that the facts and the science are on our side on this.
Azizarang, representative, former fisheries biologist, asked the lieutenant governor to take some information down that was not entirely accurate. There is something in this plan, though, that addresses fishermen and relocation for them, doesn't it?
Oh, without question. So, I mean, there's close to $60 million that's going to be allocated for fishery groups, particularly the oyster industry. And so the oyster industry relies on a suitable or a certain salinity regime to harvest oysters. And so the same thing applies to the oyster industry as the marine mammals. As that as our coast continues to disappear and that salt water continues to push them further inland, they move. They find leases where the salinity regime is suitable. And so by giving $60 million to fishery groups, the state, the CPRA, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, are going to be able to show the oyster industry where the salinity regime in these basins are suitable for oyster production. And so that these guys can may have to be pushed back out to where they were producing oysters 20 to 30 years ago. But if we don't do the project, Tommy, you know, the oyster industry is going to continue to migrate further inland, and we're going to be harvesting oysters on the banks of the Mississippi River in East Baton Rouge Parish.
We only
have
a couple.
Nobody wants to see that.
A minute left, Chip, and I want to ask this. Were it not for the river being levied, would the oyster fishermen be getting oysters from where they are now or not?
No.
That's the point I'm making. Go ahead. Tell me quickly in a minute if you can. Yep.
Well, I was just going to say, before the Mississippi River was levied, there was a productive fishery. We were harvesting oysters. And so all this is going to be doing is hitting reset. We're going to be hitting reset. We're going to be pushing these stakeholder groups a little bit further out. But this project, the benefits of this project, can literally save Southeast Louisiana.
And it's not going to be 50 years till you see results, is it?
It will be immediate. You will see land building immediate, and there are other projects that we can point to prove that point.
Because the narrative, or somebody has been trying, the lieutenant governor's trying to say we don't have 50 years, but it's not as though nothing happens for 50 years. This helps, again, as you said, immediately, and then for 50 years, right?
That is correct. The land building will take place. The planning horizon for this project is over a 50-year period. So we're looking at a 50-year time frame on the overall land, but the land building will start immediately.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate your time. Chip Klein, chair of the Coastal Restoration and Protection Authority. Look, if I was a fisherman, I'd be angry too, but at what point, you know, just like when you have a house that perhaps is in a way of a freeway, at what point do you have to sacrifice for the greater good? I'm just asking. 7:24, time for traffic now, WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Siding WWL Traffic Center, I'm Courtney P. Good morning. Bonnie Garrett Spillway is free and clear in both directions. I-10 East, Kennerton, New Orleans, major slowdown starts just beyond 310 and goes to Veterans. I-10 West, New Orleans, East to downtown, an accident at Crowder has things backed up to Bullard. The traffic finally eases at the high rise. Downtown Elevated is busy too. The flyover stacked up just a bit to Business 90. Crescent City Connection is clear to the West Bank. West Bank to downtown, there's an accident at Lafayette, so very heavy congestion in that area, and a few brake taps as you cross the river. Traffic is sponsored by Thibodeau Regional Health System.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.